Welcome back to season two of This Modern Brand, the podcast where we pull the curtain back on some of America's most influential brands to break down their strategies, values, and innovations. I'm your host, Jason Parks, and we are thrilled to be back. Today, we're debuting season two with an amazing cast of media professionals here at Barkley OKRP. Today, we have Reshma Karnik, who's the Chief Media Officer, and Sean Corcoran, who is our newest President of Media and Analytics. Welcome to the pod, Sean and Resh.
Thank you, Jason.
Glad to have you all. So let's dive right in. So Sean, you're the newbie here. You recently joined Barkley OKRP as President of Media and Analytics after an impressive tenure at Media Hub. I'm interested in what attracted you to this new role, and how do you see your previous experience shaping the future of Barkley OKRP's media operations?
You know, I think for me, looking at the media landscape today and where things are moving, you know, we kind of went through a couple of phases where, you know, we were doing the online, offline thing for a decade and then kind of moved into now everything's digital. You know, I was working for a big holdco. I love them. I had a lot of, you know, a background that had come out of a working with a creative agency that then went independent into a media agency that was creative. And so, you know, that's kind of moved into more of a holdco situation. And, you know, the holdcos, while I have a lot of respect for them, I think they're, you know, they're public companies. They're required to kind of chase each other around the marketplace. They're trying to build up big machines. They're doing things called principal buying, which is kind of reselling media to their clients. And there's just not a lot of freedom and independence in that opportunity. When I looked at the Barkley OKRP thing and looking at the acquisition of Adlucent and looking at, you know, what the pieces that were there today or here today, to me, that was really enticing, because I think when you look at where we need to go in the future, the next few years, in a world of AI, in a world of, you know, I think creative coming back into the fold in terms of having opportunity with more with technology and, you know, having a full service capability that's fast, flexible, very client oriented, and frankly working with a bunch of really nice people, just felt like a really nice opportunity. So for me, it was, you know, all those pieces coming together.
That's great. So, you know, both of you are amazing leaders in the media and analytics space. So I'd love to hear from each of you. How do you perceive the current state of advertising media? What do you see sort of the biggest trends, the biggest challenges that the industry faces today? And Resh, I'll start with you.
Yeah, thanks, Parks. Well, I think our industry is facing a really interesting dichotomy, right, between the expectations that people have with brands, which is a seamless and streamlined experience, and at a time, a heightened awareness around the data they generate and how that data is used, right? So these ideas are really competing with each other when you think about it. Now, technology can play a solution, but we also see brands are going back to basics, you know, investing in mass channels, attention-grabbing moments, and there is a focus on a contextual environment in which an ad shows up. The bigger challenge, according to me, is that marketers are also still grappling with how to balance long-term brand building with short-term performance. We see that a lot today, right? So they continue to face the pressure with doing more with less, but too great of a focus on performance can actually inhibit how the brand grows long term. And, you know, that's a performance impact you won't just see in your day-to-day channel performance, but your baseline business performance as well. So at the end of the day, to consumers, you're one brand, so you need to act like it and think holistically about your media and advertising versus siloing out brand versus performance.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And even in, you know, in my role as chief growth officer, as I'm seeing RFPs come across the transom, it is interesting how you do see those swings. So for many years, it was all about building the big brand, and then the last few years, it's been more about performance. And now, to your point, you're starting to see a swing back. So it's just interesting how it changes and how you know, ideally you find that perfect balance between the two. John, I'd love your take. What do you see as the biggest trends and challenges facing the industry today?
I think the industry is just being completely remade. I mean, we live in a world of, it's not, when I think of media, you know, media is not what we thought of in the past. It is big platforms, big tech, right? Like, these are people opening up, everyone's picking up their phone now. That's media. They pick up their phone and they look at TikTok, they look at Instagram, they look at, to some degree, Facebook. They're looking at, you know, they're searching at Google, they're using, you know, different apps for those things. And those apps are algorithm-driven, they're AI-driven, they're curating experiences for you. We kind of all live in bubbles now. We talk about fragmented media, but really what it is, we're all using the same applications to this, to some degree. You know, YouTube's still a monster. It's actually the biggest application in connected TV and smart TV and streaming, but we're all using them very differently. And I think having that ability, and everything Resh said is exactly right, where we're coming from this world where people want to do, you know, upper funnel versus lower funnel, and still looking at your brand and saying, how do we live in this world where everyone is opening their devices and experiencing things in a personalized, AI-driven, curated manner? How do you have reach and scale? Like, I've had this conversation with people at CPG. How do you move all the laundry, you know, bottles of, you know, all the bottles of laundry detergent or whatever it is off the shelves, or get people to order something online or whatever it is? How do you do that at scale when the machine is built very differently? I think advertising itself, when you look at it, you know, I've asked questions in surveys, what are the most, you know, recent ad campaigns you recognize? I've seen large swaths of people say they don't recognize them at all. What they're seeing is coffee tables they might want to buy on Instagram because they've been looking at coffee tables across the world, and that's very relevant, but we're missing that piece where you can have a relationship at a cultural level with people. And that's really, you know, that's really big deal, I think, is when brands can build those larger cultural relationships at mass. So to figure out how to do that, to me, is the big trend, and that requires incredible complexity management. And I think that, to me, is where it comes in, whether it's data management, working across platforms, figure out how to engage with customers, which customers to do it with, how to address them, how to do it at mass, how to do it precision, and then how to measure it all, because you're going to get those questions more and more from clients. It's like, I can see dollars going in. I can measure in 100 different ways, but not one good real way across the board. So to me, it's this complex management of a world that I don't think we're talking about, which is a very different platform-oriented world where people live in all their little bubbles.
That's great. Reshma, with your role as Chief Media Officer, how do you see the role of media evolving with the latest decision from Google about cookies, which seems like it changes every 6 months? So what are you doing at Barclay OKRP to prepare for the future of data privacy and tracking, and how are you thinking about that?
Yeah, it's a perfect segue from what Sean just said, right? Everything about data. Now, we don't believe that we let up on the gas in preparing and pushing for a cookieless solution. Just because Google reversed course, which it has been doing for a while now, the fact is that cookies only represent a portion of digital advertising today, right? And are not really providing agencies and marketers with a complete view. So brands and marketers should actually remain vigilant and fight that urge to become complacent and rely on any single method, whether it's cookies or consent-based solutions. So a multifaceted approach to audience data that leverages both first-party data, alternative identification methods, creates that diverse and adaptive strategy, according to me. And that will allow for reliable and predictable outcomes as we all accommodate the world of privacy and changing regulations and all of that, right? Now, I also expect the government regulations to eventually catch up and force the advertisers' hands a little bit. You know, something we are seeing today in healthcare quite a bit, you know, and select states. So brands need to continue to look at measurement solutions that provide a holistic view of media's contribution to business. You know, I think brands should invest in econometric models to allow to get a better understanding and allow them to triangulate those signals of what's working and what's not working. So in my humble opinion, we shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't let up the gas on the pedal. Like, I think we should be continuing to look at solutions which are alternative ways of, you know, the post-cookie world or whatever it is.
Got it. So I need you both to grab your crystal balls, polish them up right now, and I'm going to ask you to be play the role of Nostradamus here. Looking ahead, what do you think the media landscape is going to look like in the next 3 to 5 years? You know, what technologies or shifts in consumer behavior do you think will happen and have the most significant impact on how brands reach their audiences? Sean, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to kind of go off what I was talking about earlier, is complexity is not going to get easier. So I'll start with that. A lot of what Resh is talking about, like cookies, for example, you know, cookies were never perfectly deterministic anyway. I mean, Safari got rid of cookies, you know, or made them at least more of an opt-in. You know, Firefox did that, and there were cookie blockers before that. And that's only a portion we have to, you know, hook into some of these bigger platforms. You know, to me, it's going to be a solar system of platforms. That is media, right? So you're going to have people, like, you can think about it as a consumer yourself or an audience yourself. When you are going onto your TV and looking at Hulu or Disney Plus, you're in the Disney ecosystem. That ecosystem is something we're going to have to plug in and work with and manage. When you're going onto Netflix, it's its own ecosystem. Even Roku, which was that little, you know, device that hooked you into a smart TV, they went and bought Quibi's media content library, and they're offering content. So the New York Times went cookieless a while ago. So each one of these are acting as their own little platform. So for us, it's this management of the media landscape. For me, is thinking about, okay, how do I think about there's, you know, the Jupiters of the world like Google and Amazon that I need to deal with, but then there's the little asteroid belts of things that I need to deal with as well. So for us, it's complexity management and sitting at the center of all of that and saying, I need to understand the not only the privacy regulations of each state and government and even in Europe, I have to understand, you know, how each platform uses data and how they may, if we create an audience for a client, how do we go into each one of those platforms and make sure that we are actually being really smart about targeting the right people, but also getting that right scale. So we have to build a model that sits on top of all of this kind of crazy complexity that can really smartly and creatively figure that out. So for me, the future of media is still going to be very TikTok-y. We're all going to go into our apps and, you know, be getting a lot of curated content by the algorithms. Even sports you're seeing is kind of moving behind each of these application worlds. So it's that app platform world that we're all going to be living in, still living in it. I do think if anything where government regulation comes in, I think people are seeing more of this younger Gen Z going, I'm really sucked into the rabbit hole all the time. It's almost like the cigarette of the future is this kind of social media. So I think looking at being a little smarter about and having a little more ethics around whether or not we should be pushing this stuff onto younger audiences is something we'll be looking at as well. And how do we manage environment, how we're better with diversity and DEI type, you know, targeting, things like that, are going to be bigger and bigger themes that we'll be talking about in the future. But ultimately, it's going to be data strategy sitting on top of innovation and creative that gets us to success in the future.
Great. Resh, I'd love your take.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we need to be agile, right? In my opinion, how consumers get video content on their TV screens will continue to evolve, will continue to change, right? There is a limit to the streaming services that people can justify paying for. And we see that come to life and how people churn from service to service, right? So we expect more consolidation and bundling in that space. I think this will probably bring us a little closer to what cable was back in the day, right? But I think the bigger picture here is people will continue to get more sophisticated in understanding how their data is used and exercising their rights. They're becoming more vigilant, right? And this will likely result in more regulation around data use. So ensuring that brands are focusing on having data privacy and governance in place will ensure that they have a strong foundation when that time comes, right? I think AI is a big thing. I mean, if everybody had a crystal ball today, everyone's talking about AI, but what does that really mean in media is what I focus my energy on. So, you know, expectation of AI continuing to play a big role in the signal loss coming from the lack of consumer data. I think that's a great point to keep a pulse on. This has already played a role in media through machine learning. We see that a lot. But I think we see and we expect more partners bringing in more LLM, so large learning model solutions and powered solutions to kind of guide us on how we actually, you know, activate media for our brands and reach that right audience when there is a limitation in the amount of data we can collect on their behalf, right? So that's, according to me, the media landscape in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, I think it's important. I'll just quickly tack onto that. The AI question, I think we both brought it up in different ways. The AI question for me is, it's a machine sitting underneath everything, right? I think that's the thing we have to remember about that is that we've been doing automation. We've had AI models sitting in Google, you know, for example, in search, it's automated a bunch of the work and you could call that AI. You could look at their Performance Max platform, which is a tool you can just hit a button and it's going to work across the Google ecosystem. You'll see more of that in the industry, but the reality is whether it's machine learning or generative AI, whatever it is, it's all sitting underneath all these platforms that we're using. So it really is kind of an engine underneath. So when people ask that question for me, I'm like, well, it's really helped powering everything we do. It's been powering it to a certain degree because machine learning has been in, you know, digital media for 10, 15 years. But it's just going to keep going faster and faster. I do think it brings creative into the fold more. I think that's something that that I'm excited about is working more with the creative team to move faster and see if we can optimize and do some exciting things in the creative space in a faster way because I think it enables them to do that. But AI really sits under everything. So people ask that question, we're like, it's really the engine that's driving a lot of what we're doing.
You were the early adopters of AI. Been doing it for a long time. Hey, we talked about at the very beginning sort of the swing from brand to performance and then back more to a balanced approach. But, you know, I think performance is definitely here to stay, right? So I'd love just your take on sort of a similar question, but specific to performance media, like what's next there? What are you seeing? What are the trends, challenges, et cetera?
Yeah, I think performance is what you want it to be, right? I think, you know, for every brand, performance is unique to what they want performance to be. Some brands are really focused on getting their name out there. You know, back in the day, it was all about branding. That was performance to them. Performance media today is all lower funnel, you know, focusing on search and focusing on social, and everybody is kind of fixating on our media KPIs need to deliver to our business KPIs. That's the name of the game today. I don't think any CMO I've spoken to is looking to me for better CTRs or better CPMs or better CPAs. It's irrelevant, right? For me, I need to understand what the CMOs and what the brands really want and how can I deliver performance for them in terms of, you know, them going back and looking at against their business objectives, right? So for me, when I look at media performance, I look at measurement. I look at how are we actually activating that media and bringing all of those results back tracked against the goals that the brand really has to kind of fulfill its revenue objectives, to fulfill its brand objectives, to fulfill its business objectives, right? So performance media in the true sense of the word is purely low funnel performance driven media campaigns. In my opinion, it shouldn't just rest at that. It should rest at how do those campaigns, you know, correlate back to the objectives that the brand's trying to drive? And is there a happy medium that we need to balance between consideration tactics and lower funnel tactics, right? So in my opinion, it needs to be looked at holistically. It cannot just be looked at in a bubble, and it has to coincide with what brands really, what their objectives are and what are they thinking about performance in their definition.
Yeah, I agree. And I think I would add in, I actually look at it as like an investment strategy. That's usually how I like to talk about with clients. If you're a retailer or a DTC, like travel company or something like that, there's a lot of work we have to do to prove that the people in the market, you know, that we're getting our share of the people in the market, you know, either for the brand or for a relevant product or something similar, right? So we need to be able to put butts in seats for an airline or get, you know, heads in beds for a hotel or really convert on, you know, our agency now at Lucent does a lot of that, right? So it's a lot of like capitalizing on the shopping feed, ensure that we are optimizing, you know, and making sure that we're capturing as many people in the market as possible. That's part of it. But for me, an investment strategy is talking to a client and similar to what Resh is saying, like, what's your growth plan? Do you want me to work within the people that are in market today or that are loyal to your brand? I would tell you, don't bother spending your money on people that are loyal to your brand. Like, if they're going to convert anyway, we always want to look for incremental growth. So what's the incremental growth and how much are you willing to invest in that? And we're going to do the best damn possible thing to do. But if there's someone looking to book a hotel, for example, right now in the location that you have and the, you know, they're interested in your brand, we're just nudging them over the finish line. That's important. That's performance media. That looks really great on a spreadsheet. That's like, oh, I got the 5-to-1 ROI, ROAS, whatever you want to call it. That's stuff you can do. And the machines are all set up to prove that that works. If you're a brand and you're trying to grow and grab market share from a competitor, or you're in a new category or something along those lines, you need to educate. That investment costs money. I think that's the thing we're not talking about. We have to first talk about what are we trying to do and recognize that some things just cost more than other things in the marketplace. And what is that objective? Then once you have that conversation, I think you can then start have the conversation around how do we connect the funnel? Because it's not really like, you know, we do a bunch of ads for a month or a couple months and all of a sudden someone starts searching and they buy. That's not really how humans work. We have to think about how the humans work. And the humans work around, you know, are we really targeting the right group of people that are closer to making this purchase or not? And then are we really trying to shift? I've worked with brands that have tried to shift from, you know, one older customer to a younger customer. They brought their product along. Now we have to invest in the story and getting them to actually buy into that along with everything else they're doing in marketing. That's a different conversation. It goes to what Resh is saying. You have to then set up your KPIs and your measurement around all those things and look for the correlations and relationships. Some of that's modeling at a broader level. Some of it requires patience, even in a world where we're getting a lot of engagement back. Some of it we can make sure that we're converting and doing the best damn possible job of converting those in the market right now. And then working up our chain and saying how far up the chain do you want to go and how much are you willing to invest. But you have to recognize that people who have not considered your brand or don't know your brand or even your product or category, if we're trying to expose them to that or haven't thought about it in a long time, that's going to take some time and investment to get there. And we can show you now with more data that we're getting them there. It's not just some BSE thing where we're going up the chain, but to upper funnel, but it's actually something that's an investment. I think when you have that investment conversation, it changes. And then a lot more of the data is coming along today where it's messy, but we can get to a place where we can show you that the investment pays off.
So finally, for each of you, I have one final question. If you could give one piece of advice to brands navigating the current and future media environment, I'd love to hear what would that be. I'll start with you, Resh.
Yeah, I mean, you need to think about media holistically, right? Brands do need to think about media holistically. At the end of the day, to consumers, you're one brand, like I said before. So you need to act like it and think holistically about your media and advertising versus siloing out that brand and performance, right? So you need to make sure that you're investing in the right measurement solutions and that you can allow yourself the time to monitor all of that and see that growth. To what Sean was saying before, some brands don't have that brand resonance. They need to make themselves sticky first, right? So you need to look at that journey and the timeline that's needed to make that journey happen, right? So you cannot go from a zero to a 100 full throttle in a minute. You have to prepare. You have to have a roadmap. And you have to have these honest conversations with your CFOs and your CEOs and internally amongst yourselves as brands. What is it that you want to do? And look at yourself holistically rather than fixating and focusing just on revenue and immediate revenue.
Sean, what would your one piece of advice be?
Yeah, I'm going to give it one, but I'm going to give it two parts. So I'm going to cheat.
There you go.
Is, you know, I think a lot of what Bark the OKOP says in terms of the red thread makes a lot of sense to me in the sense that, listen, humans are humans. You need to bring the brand to those humans and the products to them in a way that they're going to want to love and have that story to tell. So you can truly engage in, with them across the whole journey, the full experience. I think that's really critical. I don't think there's anything new about that in the sense that that's what we've always been doing. It's like, do you have a great brand? Do you have a great product? Do you know who you want to engage with? And let's make sure that we connect those dots in the best possible way. When it comes to the advertising side and going out into the marketplace there, I think something similar to what Resh said, but slightly different, is that we need to make tough decisions. You can't target everyone today. You can't do everything today. You can't do performance and upper funnel. You can't grow. It's really hard to do that. Even P&G has a hard time doing that. Even Amazon with their billion-dollar budgets have a really difficult time trying to do that. You look at Geico. They do an amazing job, but their market share really changes. So, you know, they continue to have to invest close to $1 billion. So it's kind of keeping up with the Joneses a lot of the times in that market. So for me, it's like, what are we not going to do is the question I want to ask the client. Like, what do you, I have a lot of clients who want me to do a little everything. I'm managing a lot of complexity as it is, so we have to recognize that. But also, like, let's make the choices of what we're going to do and not going to do when we go to invest your dollars in the marketplace. I think that's a critical question. What are we going to measure? What are we not going to measure? Because if you're expecting us to do it all, we're not going to get anywhere. And I think a lot of clients do that. And I think, you know, we try to have a lot of conversations, say, hey, let's not try to do everything.
That's great. Resh, Sean, thank you so much for joining us today. This wraps up our episode of This Modern Brand, a podcast by Barkley OKRP. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. And that goes for you too, Sean and Resh. Please do that. For more stories and insights on how to build brands people love, visit us at barkleyokrp.com. I'm Jason Parks. Thanks for listening.